This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Parishioners mourned the dead and prayed for the missing in Hawaii churches as communities began looking ahead to long recovery from last week's wildfire in Maui. The blaze demolished a historic town and killed more than 90 people. Hawaii officials urged tourists to avoid traveling to Maui because many hotels are preparing to house evacuees and first responders. In an interview, Aish Yabis says that 9 of his relatives are missing and there are no answers so far.
We've been to a lot of hotels inside Lahaina, but none of them are there. So we've been to a police station, we called Red Cross, anywhere that we can find them, but nothing, no zero.
The authorities are also warning that the effort to find and identify the dead is just beginning. The military regime running Niger has threatened to prosecute the country's deposed president. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Niger's coup leaders that toppled Mohamed Bazoum said late Sunday they would prosecute the deposed president for high treason and undermining the security of the country. A statement read out on national television said the regime had gathered evidence that it would use to, quote, prosecute the deposed president and his local and foreign accomplices before the competent national and international bodies for high treason and undermining the internal and external security of Niger. Bazoum has been held in his presidential residence along with his son and wife since the day of the coup. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
7 people, including a 23-year-old baby girl, have been killed in the Russian shelling in Ukraine's southern Kherson region, according to the country's internal affairs ministry. Elsewhere in the south, Ukrainian military officials say that Kyiv's forces have made progress, claiming some success near a key village in the Zaporizhia region and capturing other unspecified territories. This is VOA News. Iraqis in Baghdad are baking in brutal heat as a scorching heat wave regularly pushes the temperatures above 50 degrees Celsius. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Some who have no option but to go to the street for shopping or working are trying to drink a lot of water and juice to help cool down in the summer swelter. With scorching temperatures likely to continue for some time, most construction workers have changed their shift to work at night only. Others are forced to continue working in the heat of the day as they are the only source of income for their families. Iraq is known for its extremely hot summers, but a crippling water shortage for the past few years has made dealing with the heat even harder. With record temperatures all over the world, scientists say there is a chance that 2023 will go down as the hottest year since record-keeping began mid-19th century. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
In the U.S., a Georgia prosecutor appears ready to lay her case against former President Donald Trump in front of a grand jury this week. Despite tight security measures, some officials are concerned that violence could accompany a potential fourth indictment of Trump over election interference. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
If the former president is indeed indicted in Georgia, voters will need to carefully assess his 2024 presidential bid, said Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie on ABC.
And what I think Republican voters have to ask themselves is two things. First, is he really the guy under indictment in 4 different cases, given the conduct that he committed, someone who can beat Joe Biden or any other Democrat in November 2024?
President Joe Biden is himself under investigation for allegedly mishandling classified documents. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
7 of Hong Kong's most prominent democracy advocates have had part of their convictions overturned over their roles in one of the biggest pro-democracy protests in 2019. Jimmy Lai, founder of the now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper, Martin Leith, a founding chairman of the city's Democratic Party, and 5 former pro-democracy lawmakers have been found guilty of organizing and participating in an unauthorized protest. Their convictions 2 years ago were part of Beijing's unprecedented crackdown in the city's pro-democracy movement. The Court of Appeal on Monday quashed their convictions on the charge of organizing an unauthorized assembly, but let stand their convictions for taking part in the event. More at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.